This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I love the way mountain canyons extend out into the desert grassland, out into the desert scrub. You know, it's the water flowing through the canyons that take those arroyos out and across the desert. Sometimes those waterways empty into larger drainages, like into a river. Sometimes they simply stop, a desert delta. Can you imagine the wonderful soil where a desert arroyo just spreads out and stops? And the vegetation that follow that water out of the mountains, right? Oaks in desert washes, ash and juniper following that water, shady corridors across open desert. And animals follow those corridors out of the hills and across the desert. There's something so wonderful about walking in or beside an arroyo. The extra water means extra plants. Extra plants means extra animals, insects, birds, mammals, reptiles, amphibians. Mountain canyons that extend out into the desert are just magical. I mean, they make you want to study entomology. They make you want to study ornithology or mammalogy or herpetology, maybe a little theology, just a little. And what about plants? You're saying, Petey, what about the plants? How about some botanology? I mean, lucky Ms. Mosquito and me, living near the banks of the Ojolote, and all the plants and animals that follow that creek across the land. The Ojolote, you know, travels miles past us. The oaks and junipers stop after a while, and ash and cottonwood go a little further. Desert willow and mesquite, and then the wonderful grass, giant saccatone, follow it out to where it ends, an inland delta on a blacktop highway 15 miles west of us. A sad ending for such a wonderful flow. But on a happier note, I'm always talking plants. What about the cool native critters that follow the corridor down out of the mountains near us? You know, the two species of deer, the mule deer, the whitetail. I was going to say javelina, but they don't need a corridor. They wander wherever they want. But mountain lions, black bear, lone male quadrumundi. Years ago, if it was a good year for acorns, we'd get flocks of band-tail pigeons. And right now, you know, it's spring and it's wild turkey mating season. And in the morning, I hear tom turkeys gobbling along the Ojolote. On a recent excursion into the hills, Ms. Mosquito and I were headed to 8,000 feet in elevation to see if the irises were blooming yet. But as we drove, I asked Ms. Mosquito to clarify the meaning of ubiquitous. Present everywhere, she said. And I said, wild turkeys are ubiquitous. And an hour later, at 8,000 feet in elevation, as if to confirm my proclamation, a male turkey gobbled to hens in a meadow of wild irises. Oh my gosh, the wild turkeys in our borderlands, these are the Gould's turkeys, the scientific name, Meleagris galopavo mexicana. The Meleagris galopavo translates to guinea hen, chicken, peacock, and of Mexico, mexicana. I want to add a variety, and I want to call it ubiquiticola. Yeah, my Latinized name means present everywhere inhabitant. How cool is that? That's very cool, Mr. Mosquito. Hey, I want to be ubiquiticola. You know I do. These borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.